In an effort to make it easier for at-risk residents to get groceries, Safeway stores across Alaska are going to reserve early Tuesdays and Thursday mornings for just those shoppers, those high-risk shoppers. Starting today, Safeway asks that only those who need to isolate themselves from others use the store on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings from 7 until 9. Local Safeway manager Mike Murray said it's a voluntary change for regular shoppers.
To help ensure that the most at-risk members of our community who must leave home to obtain groceries are taken care of, we are reserving 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays for them. During these times, we ask that you, the general public, avoid shopping so that the stores can be available for senior citizens and other at-risk members of the community, such as pregnant women and those with compromised immune systems.
Pat Branson is the executive director at Senior Citizens of Kodiak. She says the move is a great way to support seniors.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and for Safeway and manager Mike Murray to head this up, and it gives the elderly and the most vulnerable population a time that they can shop after the barges come in. And we have arranged for the CATS bus to make sure that they get there to shop during those hours on Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 9, and also to pick them up.
Murray said he suspects it wouldn't go so well, at least not flawlessly, the first few times. But he anticipates that, like at other times of need, Kodiak will rally to support its senior citizens and others who need to shop in a safe environment.
It's a community effort here that creates it like a family environment that you won't see in very many other communities, at least that I've been around.
Murray adds that there are flyers on the doors and at the checkout stands in the store to remind shoppers of the special Tuesday and Thursday hours. And so, as a reminder, that's from 7 till 9. It began today. That's in the morning. So today's time has passed, and Tuesday it will be again. I will write myself a sticky note to remind me to remind you on Monday that Tuesday those Safeway hours will be in effect for people who need to stay away from others but who need to go shopping as well. Speaking of our new program called The Lowdown, where we provide the lowdown on coronavirus and what is happening here in Kodiak, this morning, our guests were from Kodiak Area Native Association. Kodiak's local medical workers are preparing the community with guidelines on how to avoid catching and spreading coronavirus within the community. As of today, Alaska has 9 cases of COVID-19. Kodiak still has no cases of the disease. Dr. Evan Jones with Kodiak Area Native Association says one person in Kodiak has been tested so far. That person's test came back negative.
The person we tested had actually spent time at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle, and they had family members, and we were just concerned about it getting spread out in the community through that person. And because of that, we did test and thought it was a good choice. But we also do want to recognize when it enters the community.
Canada's advice for reducing the risk of the virus should sound familiar by now. Practice good hygiene and stay away from others as much as possible.
Yeah, so our big message to everybody is to, like we've been talking, socially isolate from each other. It doesn't mean you can't go for walks on the beach or in the woods. It's a great time to get out and spend some time in solitude. We're just asking that you stay in small groups.
Anyone can get the coronavirus, but those at highest risk of getting a serious or deadly case of COVID-19 are elderly people and people with other underlying health concerns. So even if you are young and healthy, without taking proper precautions, you risk spreading a more serious case of the disease to someone who is not young and healthy.
I'm not worried about the 20-year-old who might get ill. I'm worried about the 80-year-old who might get ill. But the thing is, that starts with the 20-year-old not spreading any illness around and being responsible and isolating themselves so that if they become infected, it doesn't spread quickly.
Dr. Elise Pletnikoff at Canna says differentiating between a common cold and COVID-19 can sometimes be tricky, but it's a good idea to self-isolate regardless and call your symptoms in if you're sick.
So people with fever, cough, or shortness of breath should certainly, unless they have shortness of breath that's concerning enough to need to seek medical attention, certainly should call in and probably stay home until they've been asymptomatic for at least 1 to 2 weeks. People that think that they have the common cold can call in and talk to us, but also should stay home and self-isolate for 2 weeks.
Deadly cases of COVID-19 typically involve respiratory failure, which is why ventilators are a key resource for handling the disease. Kodiak has five ventilators on island right now, according to Pletnikoff. In the event that someone needed to be on a ventilator, the goal would be to get that person transferred to a facility in Anchorage or elsewhere as soon as possible. Pletnikoff says the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage has 50 ventilators and recently ordered 200 more. Canna is offering free phone triage for anyone who thinks they may have the virus, whether or not they are a Canna patient. That number is 907-486-9870. 486-9870. They also recommend that anyone and everyone follow some guidelines to stay healthy. Many of these you will recognize, but it's important to keep them in mind because they seem simple, but they can make a huge difference, especially for those who are more susceptible, that we don't pass something on to somebody else. You should wash your hands frequently before and after preparing food and before you sit down to eat. Make sure to get under the fingernails. Work from home if possible. To reduce time spent in public spaces, plan to do groceries less often. That said, there is still no need to stockpile more than a week or two's worth of food. Take advantage of Canna's telehealth services to see a doctor, and unless it is a medical emergency, call your provider before going into the hospital. The reason they do that, I'm going to add as an aside because I've sat in on these interviews, is because they want to keep people who might have the virus or the COVID-19 disease away from the doctors and the hospital if at all possible. If there's something they can do to treat you over the phone or from home, that's what they want to do. They don't want everybody coming in and causing a lot of commotion at the hospital if it's not necessary. And if they think that you have a case or something that should be followed up or tested, they will tell you and walk you through that. In other news, though it's some tangentially related, the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly has a double meeting this evening, a regular meeting and an emergency meeting. Both are being teleconferenced in order to limit the number of people congregating in one place. The ordinance being considered during the emergency meeting would authorize the assembly to conduct meetings by teleconference and would allow members to call in the event they needed to self-isolate during the coronavirus situation. It also allows physical public access to the meetings to be limited, though meetings would be available to the public by broadcast or other means. This ordinance would be temporary, precautionary only, in light of the current coronavirus pandemic. No known instances of the coronavirus has appeared in Kodiak Island yet, though a number of COVID-19 cases have been confirmed statewide. Last night, the Kodiak Emergency Services Council declared a local public health disaster emergency in preparation of tackling the coronavirus should it hit Kodiak. The public hearing on the proposed emergency ordinance for the borough will be held during the regular part of tonight's meeting, and KMXT will be broadcasting the meetings live beginning at 6:30. So once again, don't go to the Borough Assembly chambers. You're not going to be able to get in. They're going to shift to telephonic things so as to keep the contact and close crowds away from each other. In other news that has nothing to do with the coronavirus, Astra is returning to Kodiak to launch a rocket originally planned for the DARPA launch challenge last month. According to Alaska Aerospace CEO Mark Lester, the launch is scheduled for next week, no earlier than Tuesday, March 24th. The launch was canceled last minute during the challenge window due to an issue with one of their sensors. That meant they had to forfeit the challenge's multi-million dollar prize. Astra CEO Chris Kemp said they would be making some changes and making another attempt within a number of weeks. Lester says Alaska Aerospace and Astra are both taking precautions to avoid worsening the spread of the coronavirus. About 10 Alaska Aerospace employees will arrive on the island for the launch, along with a handful of Astra staff traveling up from California, where the company is based. This is a developing story, and we'll have more for you as we know it. We have lots of news and information. I'm just kind of flipping through some of my papers here as I keep tabs on my time. This one was especially interesting, and I think that you will find it interesting as well. They were able to get a hold of Ketchikan's first coronavirus case. He posted some things on social media, and then they were able to get his permission to report it in a news story. So it was very interesting what he had to say about how they handled this. So I wanted to share this, make sure we had time to share this, and this will be the last one here. Ketchikan's first confirmed coronavirus case took to social media on Tuesday night to update his colleagues and neighbors on his personal situation. Glenn Brown says he returned from the lower 48 earlier this month and first developed symptoms, a headache, fever, body aches, and chills. That was on Saturday, March 14th. He says officials with the State Division of Public Health interviewed him about his recent interactions after telling him he'd tested positive for COVID-19. And remember, COVID-19 is the disease, and the thing that is spreading the disease is the virus called coronavirus. He said, "I answered more than an hour's worth of questions, hoping to give them as much information as possible. I recounted every step of my life since March 6th using cell records, work calendars, as well as debit and credit card records, so that the public health could conduct as thorough an investigation as possible," Brown said on that social media post. He says staff at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center collected samples for testing on Monday. He says state health officials have ordered him to isolate himself at home, but his symptoms have largely subsided as of Tuesday. Quote, "I have no idea where I caught it, and I interacted with no one in recent weeks who was exhibiting obvious symptoms. I apologize for causing undue concern for anyone, especially my coworkers at the borough. They are a great team of people committed to serving the public the best way they can," unquote. Brown is Ketchikan Borough's attorney and a KRBD board member, and this came from KRBD in Ketchikan. Eric Stone put this story together for us. All right, so we will move on now to Fish Radio and the Island Messenger and then Spotlight. And I'm going to stop right after Fish Radio and kind of give you an update on what is going on our program, Alaska Fisheries Report. So first of all, Fish Radio.
Support for KMXT's Midday Report is provided by Artinger's Fine Furnishings, featuring children's clothing from the Tea Collection, home spa items from Crabtree and Evelyn, and leather handbags by Dooney and Burke. Special orders of the Tea Collection clothing in your child's size always welcome at Artinger's. 486-5554.
This is Alaska Fish Radio. I'm Lainey Welch. Get hands-on training in fishing-related fields. More on the Young Fishing Fellows program after this.
The Alaska Marine Safety Education Association is offering marine safety instructor training in Seward, April 20th to 25th. Learn more at amc.org.
Integrated Marine Systems is the leader in marine refrigeration in Alaska. Visit imspacific.com.
The call is out for young Alaska fishermen who want hands-on training in management, advocacy, research, marketing, and more. It's an initiative by the Young Fishing Fellows Program, now in its fourth year, a project of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council.
There's a wealth of talented, smart people in our Alaskan communities working on fisheries in all kinds of areas, be that science, history, marketing, policy, and management. So we've got the good fortune of being connected to six host organizations this year.
Jamie O'Connor is AMCC Working Waterfront Director. This year's mentor groups include the Copper River Prince William Sound Marketing Association, Kachemak Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve, Homer Charter Association, Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, North Pacific Fisheries Association, and the Alaska Fishermen's Network. The fellowships, which begin in the fall, are open to fishermen 35 and under. They're paid $16 to $26 an hour, depending on experience. The hours are flexible by design.
It depends on the project, but usually it's 3 to 5 months. They're very flexible around people's lives.
O'Connor, who fishes at Bristol Bay, was part of the first cohort in 2017, and it resulted in her job at AMCC.
One of the most beneficial aspects of this fellowship is access to the people who can open those doors and show our young fishermen the work that's being done on behalf of our oceans and our fishermen and our communities, and then also just the networking available.
Deadline to apply is May 4th. Find links at akyoungfishermen.org and at alaskafishradio.com. Fish Radio is also brought to you by Ocean Beauty Seafoods. In Kodiak, I'm Lainey Welch.
And looking at some news from the Alaska Fisheries Report, we usually would air the show at 9:17, and we're not doing that anymore because we have the lowdown on Thursdays at 9 to 10. So for those of you who are used to getting the fisheries report, we are shuffling that off the Thursday schedule, and it will be on Fridays as normal during the evening news and Saturdays as normal during the midday report. But just a quick look here. The Alaska legislature is working on state budget. That's the budget that goes into effect on July 1st. There are lots of cuts, and one thing that's on the chopping block is state funding for PSP testing for commercial shellfish. Shellfish farmers and divers fear they'll be put out of business if they're forced to pay for that testing. And we have a report on some of the cost of keeping up with those testing requirements. The Coast Guard has been steadily repairing VHF radios around the South Central and Southeast Alaska, including here in Kodiak. They got the Raspberry Island one open and on. And they also said that the Marine Weather Forecast radio is on four towers here around Kodiak, and those are fixed as well. We talk a little bit about statewide things, but I just threw that in because I knew the answer. And for coronavirus, it's causing problems with exports because seafood is piling up in freezers at the dock. And finally, as you probably already heard before, Comfish has been rescheduled for September instead of this month. So those are the things coming up on the Alaska Fisheries Report, which we no longer air on Thursdays at 9:17 in the morning because we air lowdown instead. But we do still have it on Fridays during the evening report and Saturdays during the midday report. Up next, the Island Messenger.
This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
All righty. We don't have a lot of community announcements that are not related to COVID-19 or coronavirus or anything like that. I think I mentioned this yesterday. So many pieces of paper and so little time. Okay, so let's start with the weather forecast, and I will make sure I get the marine forecast in. I did not one day, and I apologize for that, but we at least try to get the local forecast in during the Island Messenger. Fair skies today, 40 degrees at the airport. It's 42 here now, and the high today should be about 42. That temperature went up just a smidgen while I've been on the air. Cloudy this evening, then gradually clearing, low around 34. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 40. Tomorrow night, chance of rain and snow. How weird is that? And that's for Saturday as well. And the overnight low Friday will be 35. The high Saturday should be about 40. Saturday night, going to get a little windy, 25 to 35, and gusting as high as 45 out of the northwest. Mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Sunday, sunny, 42. And then the long-range forecast calls for mostly cloudies with overnight lows in the mid-30s and daytime highs in the mid-40s. Looking at the almanac, which is one of my favorite parts because I get to talk about how many daylight hours and minutes we've gained. Today is the 19th day of March. It is Thursday. Sun came up at 8:15. It sets tonight at 8:22. Comes up tomorrow at 8:13. So thanks to Willie, who crunches these numbers for us, we have 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight today. That's a gain of 5 minutes and 1 second. And we had a low tide in Kodiak at 11:33. Nope, I'm taking that back. That was a high tide at 11:33 at 7.66 feet. Low tide will be at 637.49 feet. High tide for Seldovia District was just a few minutes ago at 12:15. It was 12.04 feet. Low tide will be at 10 minutes past 7 this evening at 1.40 feet. Looking at the marine forecast, first the synopsis, a high pressure persists across the southern Gulf through late Friday night. For tonight, Chiniac Bay, the local waters, variable wind less than 10 knots, becoming southwest 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 3 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots overnight, seas 3 feet. For Marmot Bay today, variable winds less than 10 knots, becoming southwest 10 knots in the afternoon, seas 2 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Almost out of time again. Time flies when we're having fun. I did want to point out that there was that special meeting of the Kodiak Area Emergency Services last night. We broadcast that live. And the Emergency Service Council declared a local public health disaster. And under the guidance, they can make some changes that need to be made locally in order to maintain public safety. And again, there is no known COVID-19 cases in Kodiak at this time. The emergency declaration is another method for the community to be prepared against that virus. I have a note here, a new note. KEA's regular offices, the building itself, is going to have the customer service access doors will be closed, and they ask that you contact them, either do what you can on the website or give them a call because they've closed that front door for people. I think at this point, you might want to just think very likely something is closed, the doors, not the business, but the doors, or they're limiting access. And so if you've got something to do, call ahead or expect a knock on the door till somebody comes and tells you what's going on. So just kind of keep that in mind as we shift into coronavirus protection mode. That's it for the Island Messenger. Next up, we have Spotlight.